Keller Williams in 2024. Today I'm joined by F. Foster, who is boss lady, operating principal of Keller Williams in Scotland. If you don't mind me asking, you had a change of leadership in Q3 23, where Mark Readings took over the day-to-day running of the business. How's that going to affect Keller Williams in 2024 and beyond?
I think Mark is very operationally, how can I put this? He's run businesses before that have failed and succeeded, and therefore, you know, knows exactly what needs to be put into the UK for Keller Williams to succeed properly. I think he has been with us, 4 or 5 years now, has seen some of the mistakes that have been made, and we have. He is then putting, when Mark says, right, this is what we're going to do tech-wise, then he puts a date on it, it happens. He's bringing different things in and listening to the agents to say, can you change that? It's been brought in, it's been changed. I think he's kind of just very feet on the ground, and, you know, he runs a very successful market centre day to day. You know, he runs it with Claire, and they know what agents need and what agents want, and he's putting that into practice.
Are you now going to start giving the other models a run for their money?
I didn't realise we weren't.
Well, if you don't mind me saying, you and EXP kind of started, well, you probably had a year ahead of them, probably even 18 months ahead of them, but they've overtaken you by a considerable amount. Is it now time for Keller to stand up for themselves and give them a run for their money,
yeah,
in terms of market share and stuff like that?
I mean,
that's nothing against EXP,
no,
or the agency or any of the other self-employed models.
I mean, I can only really speak for Scotland, and we don't have such a big EXP or the agency in Scotland. Keller seems to be doing pretty well in Scotland.
Good for you.
So, you know, and down south, you know, I think Keller, the changes that have been made, we've made changes. So other things Mark has done, you know, we've made changes to the CAP model. We've brought in the Teams model. We've really looked at why agents aren't coming to us and why agents were leaving us for the likes of EXP or other models. And these changes have been brought in with effect from December. So, you know, financially, it's a no-brainer for agents to look at it and have that conversation. But also, I firmly believe in our leadership team model. I've said it before, you know, I think, and in Scotland, it's been proven that it's working.
So the thing that you're offering is the fact is that with a damn good, decent market centre, you don't necessarily have to live in the city, do you, to get the benefit of it?
No.
You're offering more support, coaching and guidance than you think the others could offer. Is that, if there was one thing that made someone say, why should I consider Keller? Is it that?
Yeah, I do believe that. And I believe, you know, the way we've got it set up in Scotland now is, you know, I will go to my agents in Edinburgh, I'll go to them in Dundee, I'll take the training and the leadership to the clusters, as I would say, of agents. So I just don't think you can beat face-to-face and face-to-face coaching and face-to-face mentoring. So I think we can offer that, you know, we have the experience to be able to offer that as well. You know, I don't consider myself a recruiter. I consider myself a coach and a mentor. You know, if people are attracted to join our model, then that's great. And, you know, we now have the teams, we have the capping model, but I don't consider myself, you know, people will say, oh, sell me KW. And I say, I'm not here to sell you KW. I'm here to just tell you this is what we have. This is how we would do it. If it's attractive, then let's talk further.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.